Dear Lord, I used to pursue you for all the wonderful things I found in your hands. I love to ask you for all the things you've promised to me, but now I want more. I'm not hungry for more things, more thrills, or more favor with people. I just want you. I promise I'll lay aside my watches, schedules, programs, and habits if you will just come once again. Will the real Church of Jesus Christ please stand up?
I saw angels fall down at the glory.
Church is quite often described as a fellowship of faith, with its members described as the saints, the faithful, the witnesses, or the household of God. The organization of the early churches was not governed by a rigid plan that each church had to follow. The guiding principle was that the church was the body of Christ with a mission to accomplish, and the church felt free to respond to the leading of the Holy Spirit and developing a structure that would contribute to its fulfilling its responsibilities. But if we really take a look at grace this morning, we'll find that it holds us to a higher standard than the law of Moses does. If we were to turn over to the Sermon on the Mount, you know, Jesus says, if you hate your brother, you've committed murder in your heart. If you've looked upon a woman with an adulterous thought, you've actually committed the act. So New Testament or Jesus holds us to a higher standard than even the Old Testament does. In the same way, to receive God's grace in vain would mean that He has given us the power to walk free from the snares of this world through holiness, but we neglect to do that. Grace imparts the desire to obey and the ability to obey. If we take a look at all seven churches in Revelation, there's something that stands out. If Jesus addresses all seven churches, do you know what He says to them? He says the same thing to all seven. He says to the church of Philadelphia, write, ... I know your works. Every single church that Jesus referenced says, I know your works. I know your works. I know your works. Can I tell you what it doesn't say this morning? It doesn't say, I know your heart. We've used that cliche for so long. Well, God knows my heart. No, friend, He's not looking there. He's looking at your works. He's not looking at our intention, not looking at our wishes or knowledge for what is right. He's looking at our works, church. Are we allowing the grace of God to produce holy living in our lives, or have we received the grace of God in vain? We have built for ourselves big, beautiful buildings with clear acoustics and colorful carpets, whereas cozy Christians, we sit on padded pews living in luxury while sinners sink into hell. We say that we are rich, but we are poor, blind, wretched, miserable, and naked. I thank God for comfortable pews and quality sound systems, but not at the cost of neglecting the lost. We have lavished luxury on the lifeboat while people drown in mass around us. What would happen if? What would happen if? What would happen if we gathered together for a prayer meeting all night and God came suddenly? But what would happen if we just said, you know what, we're going to come and we're going to meet at a specific time and we're not going to leave until God does something? What would happen if? What would happen if I was really on fire for God? What would happen if I did not care about the world's opinion of my life? What would happen if I laid every single thing down and I just said, all right, God, I'm going after you? What would happen if I turned off my television and threw it out of my house? What would happen? Maybe I get closer to God. So the question then turns from an individual point of what would happen if to a corporate level. What would happen if the body desired to move more with God than to move more with man and anything that it does? What would happen if we didn't care about how long worship goes or how long I have to stand to worship God? What would happen if we just laid every single thing down and every preconceived idea that we have of God and we went after Him for a change? Let's quit talking about it, singing about it, preaching about it, reading about it, saying about it, and let's just do it. Let's just do it. Let's find out what would happen if God came in a way that we've never known. What would happen if we just decided to fully get before the face of God, to lay down everything as a body and to say, God, whatever you have, I want. To lay down our preconceived notions and ideas of how He's supposed to move, or what He's supposed to do, or how a preacher's supposed to preach, but just said, all right, God, whatever you have for my life, I want it. And I don't care what it takes to get it. Church, we've got to be moved and gripped by the heart of God, by the same movement that gripped His heart, that took Him to a cross, that made Him bleed. The same compassion, the same desire that put Jesus on the cross. The same love for His brother. We've neglected one of the foundations of the church, to love our neighbor more than ourselves. Well, if we do, then why don't we get out of our house and knock on their door and invite them over for dinner? Why are we afraid to talk to them? If we really love them, friend, we would reach out.